Today is we're going to talk about being triggered. All right, that is the name of today's episode. Today is so awesome. So welcome to Radical Jack's Views. My name is Xavier Jackson, aka Radical Jack, he who talks shit or dies trying. And I woke up this morning and, you know, a fan of mine, you know, she was pretty upset with my not so radical but backwards views, as she liked to say. They were backwards, so I guess I became DJ Backwards. I don't know. Shout out Justin, what's up, man? So let's see, because I'm actually in Facebook jail right now, so I can't even
respond to any of my critics.
But it's all good. We're still here. You know what I'm saying? So I said, just because you take hormones, throw on some tits, morph your penis into a vagina, it doesn't make you a woman. Stop the madness. Block me if you got a problem. I really don't give a fuck. Trans women ain't women. Vice versa for you idiots that need the dots connected. Vice versa means if you're a boy and you think you're a girl, obviously that's not the case. But also, if you think you're a girl and you can cut off your titties and take the skin and morph it into some odd-looking penis, you know, you're still not a man. And this all came from a group that I was in on Facebook. You know, we had those magical groups on Facebook, man, where everybody's got something to say, you know, and I'm included in that. You know, I say everybody thinks that their opinion matters. I have a podcast. Clearly, you're listening to my podcast because something I say entertains you. Doesn't mean that I'm right. It just means that I just got tired of putting the shit on the internet, and I just figured, hey, I got something to say. So, last night is what started it all. Oh, man, they posted some weird stuff in here, too. You know, but I can't even find it right now. Damn, that's wild. It was pretty popular, too. I don't know. Let me see. Let me go through my notifications. My post is taking over my notification ever since I got blocked. Thing that set off like wildfire. Facebook blocked my post. I went against it, and they actually put my post back up. Sorry, had to fix my pop filter, y'all. So, yeah, they put my post back up. They said, sorry, we were wrong. Wild. I did not expect that at all. So, let me go through. Oh, here we go. All right, so everything started from this post here. Oh, man, we got a new comment. All right, so this lady said, so, serious question. My LGBTQ plus family, please don't attack my lack of understanding. It seems as though men get labeled as transphobic when they openly state they don't want to date a trans woman. How is it transphobic for a man to want to date a woman who is born female? I'm not talking about the ones that make degrading comments about trans women. I'm genuinely curious on the logic behind the ones being labeled as transphobic who respectfully declined to date a trans woman. Is the rationale that men should just accept being tricked? Sorry, couldn't find a better word. Based on one's choice of identity. I'm not trying to be funny. I genuinely want to understand the logic and understand what I'm missing. And at what point do they think they should disclose the truth? Now, with this is what, you know, basically started the whole extra stuff that came. You know what I'm saying? Like, because of that, that's where we went with it. So my comment was simple, you know what I'm saying? I don't really like to be PC, you know. I just gotta find it. There's so many comments here, dude. I said it's because society wants us to accept any and everything. When you go against what they are trying to make normal, they have to scrutinize it. I simply said no real man wants to fuck men. Regardless of surgery and all that bullshit, the chromosomes don't change. Society calls us transphobic because we want real women, not men who think they are. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Obviously, a few people do, hence why I was blocked on Facebook today. You know, I made a statement. It was a factual statement. Regardless of what you want to believe in your head, trans women are not women. You cannot change your chromosomes, you know what I'm saying? Women who have the surgery or the men who had the surgery, like, it doesn't flip, you know what I'm saying? Like, a man, if I decided to go and become a woman magically today, I'm not going to have periods. I can't give birth to a baby, you know? And then you got these idiots out here that sit up here, and, oh, well, there are women who can't give birth to kids either. Okay. That's not by choice, and that's literally not a mass percentage, so I don't even know how that has to do with the argument. You know what I'm saying? We have abnormalities everywhere, and only certain ones classify as being okay to talk about because of this retarded world that we live in today. You know, somebody said that I was crazy because I said if I was dating somebody for 3 months and found out, oh, you were born a man, and I beat the hell out of them, I'd be wrong for that. That don't even make sense. How are you wrong for being deceived in such a disgusting way? Like, that's gross. I'm sorry, but if you're not a homosexual, you have no intention on messing with boys. That's nasty. If you're gay, hey, do you, but I'm not. So to me, that's disgusting. I don't want to deal with that, all right? So yes, I'll beat the hell out of a dude for deceiving me, like, period. And I don't think anything's wrong with that. There's no such thing as a transsexual man to me. You cannot be a woman and think that you can change into a boy. You can do all the extra surgeries and all that stuff, but guess what? At the heart of your core, you're still never going to bench press more than 350 pounds. You're still never going to be faster than the fastest man. You're still never going to be stronger than the strongest man. You can't do man shit. You're still a woman. And it goes vice versa for the man, too. That's just like all these idiots that be trying to transform and then compete in sports. Like, you sucked as a man, so now you want to compete against women? That don't even make sense. You know what I'm saying? Except for Bruce. Bruce was a dog, you know what I'm saying? He did that thing, man. But, I mean, we all know Bruce generally did it for fame. It's pretty sad, you know what I'm saying? My man got a whole woman of the year. You know, somebody commented on there and said that trans, yo, actually, you know what? Let me find that because I thought this was so idiotic. Like, I don't even know how you piece together the words to say this kind of stuff. So this dude on that post said that trans men or trans women, whatever the proper, whatever, women that are fake women, that's what we're going to call them because I ain't got time to be trying to figure all that shit out. So the fake girls don't want to be called women. That's what this dude said, which doesn't make any sense because the whole thing behind transgenders is the fact that you're transforming your gender in order to be called something else. That's why we cry and complain about the whole pronoun thing. If you were just going to be a man shifting over to a woman, but you didn't give a fuck, why the hell would you go through the problems of making sure you correct people with your pronouns and stuff? Like, that was stupid. Didn't make any sense. Now I just got to find it, which is annoying. You know what I'm saying? Like, then again, like, you know, you go through this stuff and then you don't even know, like, you know, some people delete your comments because I am in a group. You know, they got admins and stuff, so they be trying to keep it all PC. So my comments could have been deleted as well. Buddy got mad and said that they're not trying to be recognized as women. They're trying to, they're openly okay with being known as a trans whatever. And I was just like, yeah, that literally doesn't make sense. Then he said that I should talk to somebody in the community, LGBT, before making such irrational statements. And I responded to him and said, you are literally in the community, so me talking to you about it makes complete sense. Okay, so I made some comment about, unfortunately, anything that doesn't agree with the LGBT people having everything their way makes you problematic. And then I simply said, whatever, I need my women to be born with two X chromosomes, because at the end of the day, we know we can't change the chromosome pattern, so let's just do that. And of course, you know, there was one of those idiots out there that was talking about the XXY because of hermaphrodite, saying that there's more than two genders, like abnormalities don't exist. Again, people are born with Down syndrome. It doesn't mean they're not retarded. It also doesn't mean that they're not human beings because we call them retarded. That's the term. They are retarded. They're mentally retarded. It's okay to say that. But because somebody got their panties in a bunch one day, now we can't say the word retard. It's stupid shit like that. It really irritates me. Anyway. You know, I'm back again, man. I had to come back and let you guys know, man. I appreciate y'all for listening, but I need you guys to do me a favor real quick. Before we get back to the podcast, I need you guys to go right ahead, and I need y'all to subscribe. I need y'all to share this. I need y'all to go crazy, man. Send this to somebody. I don't care if you send it to one person. Send a text message. Hey, check this out, man. Make sure you guys are following me on Radical Jack Views, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, too, at JackJustTweet. My point here is, you guys got to stop being so goddamn triggered by people not agreeing with you. That shit is weird. If somebody doesn't agree with something you think or something you say, it's called freedom of speech. You cannot have freedom of speech and you don't agree with freedom of speech. Yes, I understand that there's hate speech and, you know, don't nobody want no white boy calling him a nigga, but guess what? He has every right to do that. If a white dude gets mad and decides to say, hey, you're a nigger, he's got every right to do that. Now, what happens to him after he says it, that's his consequence. Like, he chose to say it, but that doesn't mean he can't say it. He can say that all day long as he breathes, he can say it. Does that stop some random black dude from punching his teeth down his throat? No. Does it make him wrong? I mean, I guess technically, if you're thinking in a moral kind of way, yeah, he's wrong for saying it. But I mean, shit, how many times we call white people crackers, honkies, and dirty, not clean, little lipped ass, no ass having ass, you know, they smell like dogs in the room. I mean, we do all kinds of racist shit, too. It's hilarious. I mean, on all aspects, whatever, man. It depends on how your sense of humor is. You know, some people get a little darker than others, but at the end of the day, who cares? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm never, everybody knows this about me. I'm never going to fight a white dude for saying nigger. It's not happening. I'll ask you to correct yourself. If you don't, I remove myself from the situation. But I'm not about to sit up here and, oh, you fucking nigger, and then turn around and beat the hell out of him for saying a word. Come on. More than likely, they're mad because our genes are better than theirs, and, you know, they're still playing catch-up. But my biggest issue with the whole trans thing is, you know, not to go on some long soliloquy, but, I mean, that shit is wrong. It doesn't make any sense. I don't care what magical new science says. It's stupid. You don't heal somebody by mutilating their body. It doesn't matter what you think. You're wrong. If you think that I'm wrong, oh, well, turn the voice off. Ain't that hard. Either way, that shit ain't right, all right? You're never going to go somewhere. It's just like women who get surgery and fake lips and all this other stuff. They don't need that. You were born beautiful the way you are, but they choose to do that. Everybody got to have a fat ass now. Everybody got to have some juicy ass big titties now. Everybody got to have the biggest lips on the planet. Is that necessary? No. You can live just fine and find somebody who's going to love you the way you are, but they choose not to. Surgery is never the solution. And everybody preaches that for women, but when it comes to trans, oh, man, all of a sudden, no. Let them live their truth. The truth is, you were born a boy, Damien, and you're a boy. You can't just be Dominique today. Sorry, you're going to be Damien for the rest of your life because you're a boy. That's how it is. You were born a boy. Accept that. I don't understand why it's so hard for these gay dudes to just be gay. They got to turn all the way into a woman because they hate their lifestyle so much. That's all it is a cry for help. They hate themselves that much that they have to turn all the way just to feel accepted. If I'm a like men, I might as well try to become a woman. Like that's the key right there. Nobody wants to talk about that because, oh man, it's transphobic. If I'm transphobic, then hey, cool, label me that. I don't even care. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I don't agree with that shit. It's wrong. Mutilization of the body is never an answer for anybody. You know, that's just weird as hell. And then they don't even talk about the people that do transition and they want to go back. Where are all those people? Why is it that society puts these commercials up and we never see the aftermath of somebody who's like, you know what, I made a mistake. This is not what I was supposed to do. They don't show that. There's no money in that. Money runs everything in the pharmaceutical country. I mean, companies, you know, but whatever. Either way, the whole point of this was to talk about a fan who was mad and decided to call me everything in the book except for nigger, because I know that's what she really wanted to say. Hi, Amanda. You're mad. I know you're listening because you're a fan. You made sure to go about it and tell me how much my podcast sucks, even though you listen every episode. We have analytics. Oh, man. People are funny. Your podcast sucks. Your views aren't radical. You're backwards. You know, the last time somebody said my podcast sucks, I actually made a whole episode and I was really upset. I was like going off, screaming and ranting and stuff. Now it's just like, I appreciate it. Like, you gotta love fans. Even when you like when you do a Yelp review or, you know, look at Captain Marvel, man. Before the movie came out, they had like 3 million comments about how terrible the movie was. Nobody had even seen it yet. Because men hate superhero women that much. I mean, that's the case. A lot of you dudes, y'all don't want to admit it. A lot of you comic book nerds, y'all don't like women being superheroes. And I mean, to an extent, it makes sense. But, you know, they can have a few here and there. Side note, you know, they're not replacing Chadwick Boseman on Black Panther, which is ridiculous. Yes, he died. Yes, he was great. But to not have T'Challa's story continued is retarded, and to just go ahead and continue with Shuri is dumb as hell. Anyway, you got to thank God for fans, right? Fans make the world go round. If you didn't have haters, you probably wouldn't know that you were doing something right. You know, if somebody's always talking down on you, you're probably doing something good. But anywho, I want to end this. This is a quick one, man. This ain't no crazy ass thing. It's just a quick little whoo-hoo. Don't come for me because it's funny, but you can't argue with freedom of speech and then have an issue with freedom of speech. You can't agree with freedom of speech and have an issue with freedom of speech. It doesn't make sense. How do you think that it's okay to say whatever you want and then turn around and get mad at people for saying whatever they want? Let's get back to muting, turning stuff off, walking away, ignoring somebody. You know, you don't have to be triggered by everything you see. If you see something on Facebook and you don't like it, you know, you can scroll or you can actually block those people, which is, you know, what I said to my status, block me. I don't care. It don't do nothing for me. Like, I've been blocked many times. I go through my Facebook memories all the time and I'll see some with 7-8 comments and I go on there and it's only mine. Man, people been blocking me, man.
I live for this. I'm not afraid of y'all.
Either way, man, for all the fans, all the people that support this podcast, I appreciate you. You already know what it is, man. These views are mine and mine only. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, Jackers. Make sure y'all share this with your friends. Let them know I don't mess with trannies. You know what I'm saying? What do we call them? Transsexuals? Oh, that's not the real word. Transgendered. Yeah, you can't say tranny, transsexual. You can't even really say the word hermaphrodite anymore. It's wild how many words you can't say. Retard. Faggot. I mean, I know why you can't say faggot. It's like they're nigger. But, I mean, still, like, you can say nigger on TV, but you can't say faggot. It's freaking retarded. Either way, you guys have a great one, man. Stay true to yourself. You know, Stay true to yourself. Don't let the world try to change you. Don't try to let them push the narrative on you and tell you that you're not being open-minded because you don't agree with something that's morally wrong. That's not being open-minded. It's literally peer pressure. You know, most people who conform to things that they know are morally wrong probably have done some real sick shit because their friends told them it was cool to.
Yeah, girl. Yeah, just let all three of them fuck you. It's okay. It'll feel good.
Like, you know, just weird shit like that. Oh, dude, smoke crack with me, man. It's okay. It's just one time. It won't hurt. I mean, crackheads there are that probably smoke crack one time because their boy was like, oh, man, one time won't hurt. It's ridiculous. Stay down in your morals. Stay true to yourself. Y'all be safe, man. Radical Jack's views. I don't have all the answers. Maybe you do. Let's discuss it. Hit my comment section at Jack This Tweet. You know what I'm saying? Check me out on Facebook, Xavier Jackson. Follow me on Instagram, radical_views_. Ooh, screw that up. radical_Jack_views. Anyway, y'all be safe, man. I'm out. So, yeah, this girl said, not true. Many LGBT people are quite educated and rational. We welcome healthy conversations, not attacks. How can you welcome a healthy conversation when everything's an attack? So I said, where's the attack? I simply said, a trans man is not a real woman and never will be. That's a fact. That's not an attack. Then this gay dude said, a trans man would not try to be a real woman. A trans man would be a trans man. A trans woman would be a trans woman. Calm down, beloved. And, you know, faggots always try to talk to you like, you know, try to, I'm going to read you. That doesn't even make sense. The whole point of transitioning is so you can become whatever the fuck you think you're going to be. So that was stupid. Which is what I said to that guy. I said, what the fuck is the point of transitioning? I swear the confusion is ridiculous. If the goal ain't to be a woman, why chop your dick off? 100% facts, again. And then he said, all due respect, what's not your business doesn't have to be confusing. Perhaps you should have a conversation with someone trans. But if you truly want to understand, them. So I said, you're part of the community, and you can't answer the question because you know that shit don't make sense. Why go through all the extra stuff, telling folks your pronouns, all that other stuff, just to turn around and say, nah, I'm a trans woman, not a woman. Then I said, with all due respect, fuck out of here. Which, of course, they all got mad. Then he said, let me help you out, brother. I'm a gay male. My pronouns are he, him, his. I'm over the age of 40. I'm college educated, very secure in my manhood, spirituality, and blackness. Black people are not a monolith. As demonstrated in this group, LGBTQ are most definitely not a monolith. However, once again, I am not trans. I am gay and profound. But to truly understand, you should have a conversation with an older, educated, experienced trans man or woman. Which, of course, I said that was a disconnection because I never looped everybody together. I simply said that he was in the LGBTQ community. Anyway.
I'm going to beat them cakes. I'm going to beat them cakes. Don't you know I love them cakes?
Speedy on the track.
I love them cakes.
I love them.
I love them cakes.
I love them.
I love them cakes. You know I love them, I love them cakes.
I love them.
I love them cakes.
I love them.
I love them cakes. I'm gonna beat 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 them cakes.